Chapter 21. I dream they put us in small, cramped rooms with two bunks, top and bottom, no bathroom and no windows. It smells, in my dream, like stale food and something vaguely burning. It smells like home. Not in a good way. As I begin to wake, though, eyes still puffy and shut, I stretch out my arms and legs on the big, beautiful bed I've seen in the commercials for the show, and smile, knowing that it was just a bad dream. In reality, I'll be staying in a private, luxurious 4-star hotel room for the next 12 weeks, complete with a private bath and panoramic view of a park just outside the TV studio. I sit up and, ouch, I hit my head. I open my eyes to see what dared to interrupt my peaceful waking moments. A bunk above me. There are two bunks and no bathroom and no windows. If I reach out a little more, I can touch both walls at once. And it smells in here. It wasn't just a bad dream. My arms and legs are hanging off a smaller bed than I can believe a person can sleep on. Even smaller than my bed at home. Maybe Voom Voom could sleep on this bed. It's bigger than the back seat of a car, at least. Barely. As I stare up at the bottom of the top bunk, at the crossbar that probably made a permanent indentation in my forehead, I don't see any human limbs hanging over the edges, and silently thank God that at least the producers have spared me an annoying roommate, someone who would, in very small but constant ways, irritate the shit out of me until I volunteer myself off the show and disappear forever just like my mother. Yes, thank God, at least I'm alone. Hi! I scream as a head peeks down from the top bunk, offering a hand to shake. Sorry. Ah, that's right. You just came in last night. You didn't know about this. I tentatively take his hand and shake it. At least, I think it's a he. Its hair hangs down a foot. I can't see the face. And it's wearing some kind of bead bracelet. I look around aghast. What about the big bed? The park? The luxurious accommodations, right? Yeah, for the commercials, I think they were going for a you-won't-believe-how-extravagant-this-is-going-to-be thing. To get the celebrities interested, I don't know. But when we got here, I got here a week ago, they told us that was all bullshit, and we better get used to cramped quarters if we're going to Mars. He smiles. It's not so bad when you start to see it from that perspective. Like, part of training. Like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger kind of thing. Anyway, I'm Benji Greenberg. It's a he. Wonderful. I turn over and pull the blanket over my head. And I'm going back to bed. But my hope of falling asleep to wake up to that other reality, the one with the big bed, is dashed immediately when someone bursts through the door. Benji whispers from the top bunk, "By the way, the doors don't have locks. Nothing does. Good to know." And the person who barged in shouts, "Have you seen this?" I instantly know who it is. Aurora. Well, in front of the cameras, Aurora, anyway. A roll of toilet paper hangs from her finger. "Smith, get up. Have you seen this shit? It's like a bad college dorm. I mean, come on." And she interrupts herself with hysterical laughter. I peek out from under the blanket. "What? They put you with the nerd?" She points to the top bunk. "That's rich." "He's not a nerd." I don't know why I'm defending this Benji person. I've only known him for 5 seconds. But I don't like anyone being called names. And what's wrong with being a nerd? "Oh, I see. They set you up. Nerd couple, cute." She bends over, laughing. I shoot to my feet, angry. But remember Nana's words. "Calm down. Solve the problem." I take a deep breath. "Aurora, is everything all right?" "No. As a matter of fact, it isn't. This place is a shithole. Like, we're in the army or something. Where's my private bathroom? I'm on my way to complain to Larson right now. He's a fucking liar. And I'm hungover. My head is about to explode. Last night was a blur, so that doesn't help at all. Hey!" "Hey?" She leans in and whispers, Looking around at the numerous unseen cameras that will record every second of our lives for the next 3 months. Hey, speaking of blurs, what did we talk about last night on that spaceship thing? I whisper back, nothing. She pushes herself back into the doorway. Good, because you're all sweet and innocent and I like you. And maybe in a different life, who knows? But you're going down. Sorry, just the way it has to be. I've got a competition to win. She flips her hair back and storms down the hallway, hunting Zach Larson. Benji jumps off the top bunk and peeks his head out the doorway after her. She seems nice. Were you here just now, like 4 seconds ago? Hey, isn't that the girl that won America Sings? Runner-up. Oh yeah, runner-up. So, you're friends? I rub my forehead where the crossbar smacked me. I don't know.